The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave him the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of these two did the father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe in him." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. All right, you did better than the 11:30 a few weeks ago. I want to first start out by thanking you all. As you know, I was away last weekend for a family emergency. My grandmother's out of the hospital now, but she's in a nursing home, so she'll be there for a while. I'm very grateful of your prayers. I ask that you continue to pray for her, especially for her healing. I know she's extremely grateful of those prayers as well. Today, as you leave church, I hope you pick up one of these. It's rather packed full of a lot of good information, but there's one thing in particular that I want to touch on. We have a flyer here saying, "Thinking Priesthood." My brothers and sisters, we know the state of the church. We know that there's less and less priests, less and less seminarians coming out of our parishes. We know that it looks bleak. The future is not a very hopeful one when it comes to the state of our church. Less and less young men and women are joining the seminary or going into the monastery. And this is something that I know we've all heard. I know this is something that we have all spoken about at least once. I myself, of course, am studying for the Diocese of Erie. I myself, of course, am a witness to what a possibility we have for vocations in our church. But you are too. Jesus Christ said to us today that the Father went to his first son and said, "Go." He said, "No." He put up some resistance. But then he went anyways. Then he went to the second son, and the second son said, "Yes, Father, I'll do it," but then never went. Jesus gives us an opportunity today to talk about the option of following him, the option of doing as he tells us to. So you can see I'm going off a little script, no script tonight, so buckle up. You don't know where we're going. The most important thing that I think we can do when it comes to talking about vocations is realizing that we all have a part in speaking about this. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. It doesn't matter what gender you are. That doesn't matter. It has no effect on this at all. What is important is if you ask. There's a document that was written a few years ago, and it was presented in the Catholic magazine. And in there, it had a priest explaining what he did to talk about vocations. And so he went up to a young man when he was working in a college campus and said to him, "Have you ever thought about becoming a priest?" And he said, "No, never thought about it." "Well, what's stopping you?" he said. And he said, "Well, you know what? No one's ever asked me." That blew that priest away. God's been asking him his whole life, and yet this young man didn't know that God was asking him for this. That's what our job is. That's what our duty is to the people of the church, to the people of the world, to the people of this parish. We must ask ourselves, what is it that I'm doing to build up the kingdom of heaven? What is it that I'm doing to show Jesus Christ in our world today? Now, yes, I will agree with you 100% saying no matter what I do, no matter what good works I put forth, it's not going to give me salvation. No, it won't. But what it can do is open the eyes of others, open their eyes to see what it is that God's calling them to do. My brothers and sisters, we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity to speak to our young people about their vocations. We have an opportunity to speak to them and tell them the beauty and the joy and the goodness that comes from a religious vocation. An opportunity to speak about becoming a priest or a deacon or a nun or a monk. Speaking about good, holy marriages. That's a religious vocation. Good, holy marriages that uphold and bolster the faith, which we all share here tonight. If you didn't have that faith, there'd be no purpose in gathering here. Good, holy single life, showing the love of God in all actions of the person's life. We have this opportunity. Every single person here has a vocation that they are called to by God. What are you doing about it? Are you investigating your own vocation? Are you encouraging others to discern their own vocation, no matter where it might lead them? The reason why I bring this up is because we do have a church that, although it looks bleak, although it looks as if there is no further vocations to the priesthood and religious life, it's still there. There's still a hope. There's still a chance, so long as we believe that God is at the helm. But we have to do our part too. We have to encourage our youth. We have to encourage them that it is okay to think about a priesthood vocation, or to become a deacon, or to become married in a good, holy Catholic family. These are important things for each and every one of us to do. You never know what encounter you might have with someone. There's that commercial. It's from, I don't remember which company. I've looked online all day today trying to figure it out. But there's a commercial where there's a gentleman walking down the street, and he sees someone who's tripping and is about to fall, and he catches them. That person then goes on with the rest of their day, and they see someone that dropped something, so they picked it up. And it goes on and on from there. You don't know. I don't know what little thing that I can do now that might impact someone in the future. So when God comes to us and says, go out into the vineyard, we might respond, no, and go. But if we find ourselves responding yes and staying complacent in our spot right where we are, then we have an opportunity, unlike the Pharisees and the Sadducees, unlike the hypocrites, we have an opportunity to turn around and follow Jesus Christ wherever it is that he is calling us. And so I encourage whatever young people we have here tonight to think about your vocation. And I encourage all the parents and grandparents here to encourage our youth to think about their vocations. Specifically, a week from Thursday, Bishop Persico will be coming. He will be having dinner with any young man that is thinking about a vocation to the priesthood. Now, when you tell the kids about this, you don't have to tell them that they're signing up for it for life. You know, this isn't something that if you come to this dinner, guess what, next month we're going to pack you up and ship you off to St. Mark's in Erie. This is an opportunity for us to talk, an opportunity for us to share our own stories, an opportunity for us to share with the next generation what it is that God is calling them to. So encourage our young men and young girls too, because the bishop will be coming later, maybe next spring, for another dinner for the young ladies that are thinking about joining a monastery. Wonderful, awesome, glorious, beautiful people are stepping forward and saying yes to what it is that God's calling them to. Encourage, never discourage. God may use you in ways that you have no clue.